This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Could Ryan Day really be in his last days at Ohio State, which is a terrible pun that I didn't mean to make? Could he really be on his final moments with the Ohio State Buckeyes as the head coach? Limus says he hopes so. Do you or do you not?
I honestly thought there was a chance immediately after that game that Ryan Day would not be coaching in the playoff, but Ross,
I didn't think so.
But here's the problem. National Signing Day. Yeah. National Signing Day is Wednesday.
They
had to walk carefully around that because they didn't want a bunch of defections at the end.
I'll save that thought for later on because I got thoughts about signing day and the transfer portal and all that stuff. It's not germane to what we're getting into because a lot of people, either they just want to wake up and defend. I've had some people defend Ryan Day in the mentions today so far this morning, and I've had a lot of people not go the absolute opposite way about Ryan Day. We'll get back into that coming up later.
Phone lines are open.
Yeah.
If you think this is the time to defend your embattled coach,
go right on ahead. We've had we talk about a lot of coaches' futures on this station. And here you are. You got every chance to defend Ryan Day if you want to, because I saw that. And honestly, guys, I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not mad at him. I think the job's too big. I think the job has swallowed him up. And I think that he is he's a good offensive mind. He's a talented enough coach. But I just don't think he's the right guy for this job. Sherrone Moore, and like if they would have lost that game like yesterday on Saturday, it's 6-6. Look how bad that looks for Michigan. You lose to Ohio State, get smoked by Ohio State. And then you go out and you win that game, and 7-5 all of a sudden looks great. 7-5 and in the finish to a tough season. Like I don't know though. Could you? Let me just say this, and we'll get to the Browns. If you're Sherrone Moore and you're Michigan, like I kind of want to ask Keith about this. Could you go like 9-3 at best, but as long as you still keep beating Ohio State, everything's fine. Eventually, you kind of gotta. You're right. Right? Because they're going to bring in more players.
Yeah, this was the least talented Michigan team you're going to see in a long time, I think.
And it was, to me, as an outsider again of Michigan, it's understandable, but everybody, because you've poisoned them, thinks that I actually wanted Michigan to win that game on Saturday. I did not. I was not as angry as everybody else, but I was certainly almost as shocked as everybody else. But Daryl Ryder, he's going to join us at 8. We'll talk about the Browns with him, because today is a weird day. I think a lot of people, they're hopeful that the Browns win, but I also think that they are in, job evaluation mode. I think they're in interview mode. And I don't think it's about Kevin Stefanski or by that case, Ken Dorsey or maybe Andrew Berry. Those are big picture things that, if they go out there and they get smoked tonight, people are going to talk about. Certainly. But I think we're kind of in evaluation mode of Jameis Winston and whether or not we want to make Jameis Winston a longer-term starting quarterback. I mean, I've heard people over the weekend talking about, you know, maybe the next 3 years with Jameis Winston to get out from underneath this cloud that is the Deshaun Watson contract. 3 years, boy, that just seems to be a long time. Because while I want to disagree with you, what you say on your basis is right. I think what you say has a lot to do with the pocketbooks, and if anybody has those things anymore, but the attention, the money that goes along with being a football fan in today's NFL. Would Jameis Winston really grease the rail for people to pluck down season tickets in 2025 or 2026 for that matter? I'm not sure. If he finishes off the season well, where it's like, hey, let's not make the same mistake again. Maybe the draft class isn't that good. Maybe there isn't a guy here that gets people excited. Because, guys, we know this as Browns fans. There's a tremendous difference between excitement and actual palpable quarterbacks that can go out there and get the job done. Johnny Manziel got people excited. He got me excited. In the back of your mind, you knew he wasn't going to be very good. You knew it. And there are plenty of quarterbacks in this draft class that are going to get you excited. You need to decide whether or not that you're going to actually think that they're going to be good. But hey, let's talk about the guy right in front of us in Jameis Winston. I mean, he's a guy that seems to be pretty happy here.
So I'll just say, Kenny, my answer to this was a definitive a few weeks ago. Definitive no. I was not signing up for Jameis Winston and Watson rehabbing.
You thought it was outlandish.
I thought it was outlandish. And I've seen there's a couple things here. And I don't want to be overtaken by in-the-moment reactions. It's stuff like that that leads you to Freddie Kitchens being your head coach. But I do get it. Like, seeing Jameis, seeing the way his teammates react to him. And I told you last week, like, I was flip-flopping on my, hey, our guy's going to start rolling their eyes with Jameis and his sermons every game. No, it's quite the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I mean, it's one thing to see him at a community event where it was pretty cool that he had the reaction of everybody in the building, like, swarming to him to be a part of everything Jameis Winston. He's so charismatic. He's such a personality. But you also have to be able to back it up on the football field.
Yeah.
And so far, he had a bad game against the Chargers. He threw three interceptions in that game. But it's pretty clear that he's got some football talent left. I mean, God, he's only 30, right? What is he, 30 years old?
Yes.
I know he's been around a long time. He's been in since him at Florida State. I mean, we've been following him a long time. But he's still got all of that in him. He's still got the arm strength. He's still got the mobility. And he seems to be able to, pose a big-time threat. I think you just got to see him. Not necessarily the Browns winning and losing. I don't know that that is as important. But if he plays good football the rest of the year, I mean, they're 6.5-point dogs against
Denver.
Pittsburgh next week.
Oh,
what is it tonight?
I didn't see that. I thought that they were 6-point underdogs tonight.
That bad?
Maybe I misread that. I could have misread that. I'm sorry.
But I look, this could be a revenge game for Pittsburgh and a short week
six
for you.
Six tonight.
Is it really?
Six
yeah.
tonight. Okay. I didn't think I was nuts.
Then you're going to be on a short week, a short rest situation going into Pittsburgh, and they want revenge on you. You go and play well against them, and now you make it 2-for-2, then you've got the Chiefs at home. You play well against them. And now, I mean, you're just looking at the schedule, like, there are opportunities here for Jameis to really seize control, I think, of this job. And yeah, his price tag might go up, but I heard people talking about Kirk Cousins a few weeks ago. What has he done? He's been horrific this year. People wondering if maybe he never really truly healed from that Achilles injury.
I mean, it takes a while to recover from some of those things, as we see. I mean, good God, Aaron Rodgers is having a horrific year. They're talking about benching him after last night's debacle. Yesterday afternoon's debacle, I should say. So, yeah, I look at Jameis Winston. Listen, he is not the type of guy. He doesn't just pull it down and take off. He has the type of makings that could keep you afloat. You need to make a decision now over these final six games as a franchise of what you are going to be for the near future and then maybe for the short/long-term, midterm of what you want to be. Because if you go out there and you suck up the room over the last six games of the season, it might be abundantly clear it's time to go out and get a rookie quarterback and make some very strong decisions. But you have so much that is attached to the future of this in terms of dead cap, or do you really want to let any of those players that you've signed to big-time deals, do you want to let them go away where you get nothing on it? Because, again, it's a zero-sum game when it comes to this stuff, guys. You either have the quarterback or you don't have the quarterback. You either have the players or you don't have them. So I could talk about the savings and the picks I get for the future, but I either have them or I don't, and it's going to hurt for the near future. And I do think we're on a year-by-year evaluation with a lot of jobs right now. So let's make a job evaluation now. Do you look at Jameis Winston, 216-474-0092? Do you look at Jameis Winston? Are you evaluating him as a long-term option starting tonight? And even over the last couple of games, but are you really evaluating him as an option for 2025 and maybe even 2026, or is that a waste? Because he has the makeup of a quarterback that would say, hey, he's going to keep himself more than likely. A lot of quarterbacks get banged up, obviously, but he would keep himself out of harm's way. He's not a takeoff, pull it down, don't look up and see guys in front of you type of quarterback. He can escape here and there. He's more athletic than I'm giving him credit for. But he's not a guy that's going to stand there or take off and just make bad decisions with a football in his hand that's going to put him in harm's way. He's going to stand back there and he's going to deliver if he can. And it's up to your wide receivers, a couple of which you've paid, well, at least one of which you've paid handsomely. It's up to your wide receivers to get open. It's up to you and your offense to scheme them open. It's up to your offense to keep him protected. It should be easier to keep him protected because he's going to try to get rid of the ball quicker, and he's going to stand back there so they know where he is. So he's going to give you an opportunity. And I really think in earnest, after this weird mini-bye, after a big emotional win against Pittsburgh, you make this evaluation of A, all right, what's the stats look like? Stats aren't everything. B, what's the team responding with him? Well, the team is responding very, very nicely with him. C, can they win football games? Obviously, they can win football games, which is the bottom line of all this stuff. I mean, these are the evaluations that you make. So, yeah, I think a lot of Browns fans, at least they should be, they should keep an option open that he is the quarterback for 2025 and maybe even 2026. Eventually, the rent's going to be due on this, and we'll see what you got. But as of right now, I can go into this knowing I'm not forced to make a decision I don't want to make if I don't like the quarterbacks. There is a quarterback I like. I told you, I like Cam Ward. I really, really, really like Cam Ward. But it seems premature to talk about these things right now since we have six games left in the regular season. Let's not look past the guy we already have. And that guy we already have right now is Jameis Winston. I am evaluating him as if he can be a quarterback in 2025. I want to know how many people are with me on this. 216-474-0092. Are you seeing him the same way I am? Yeah, that Hard Knocks debuts tomorrow on HBO.
I was going to say, when the season was starting to go off the rails,
oh boy,
everybody was like, oh my God, they're going to be filming. They're coming in with cameras at the end of November. It is going to chronicle dysfunction around every turn. Instead, I think it's going to be Jameis Winston in the community.
Probably.
I think it's not going to be what people expect, but I'll be very curious. When did you say it first airs?
Tomorrow.
Holy cow.
December 3rd,
yeah,
right?
And they're going to be coming off that Pittsburgh win. Snow Globe win. I think you're going to walk away thinking, are the Browns in first place after you see this?
Well, the people who know, they know. But still, yeah, it's going to come down to that in a lot of ways for a lot of folks. Also, what's wild around the league coming up? It's 8:45 this morning. 216-474-0092. So are you seeing Jameis? Is this an evaluation? Is this a job interview for Jameis for you? I say yes. For me, I'm evaluating Jameis to see whether or not he can be the quarterback in 2025, knowing that, hey, I don't know how much money I have to give him. But I know you can't go into the season again with Deshaun Watson. I know there was the story that came out. Was it Breer or somebody that said, hey, they're bringing them all back, including Deshaun Watson? I go, yeah, they got to bring back Deshaun Watson in some fashion. As of right now. But I don't think that makes him week one starter.
I do wonder the Jameis part of this. How much is it to do, like you talked about, the potential of the quarterbacks coming out in the draft? And perhaps the Browns do all their due diligence and they find that one of the guys is a diamond in the rough, or one of the guys is perfectly up Kevin Stefanski's alley, right? Then maybe that kind of changes things. But almost all the college football of all the studs has already been played, right? I mean, you know, your guy who you mentioned, you know, Miami.
Yeah, they're not in the ACC championship game anymore.
No, so exactly. they're they're on the bubble.
Is he going to have a bowl game?
They're on the bubble
big time.
They're on
the bubble now. Yeah, you might have seen the last chance you got to see a Cam Ward. Because if it's a meaningless bowl game, I don't know if he's going to play. I don't think he's going to play in that. So unless it does help, I mean, unless you could say it helps out his draft stock that much, yeah. I mean, that's hell tone. That's a great point.
Now, Shedeur Sanders, Deion said they will play in a bowl game.
Okay,
which surprised everybody. I mean, everybody's like, well, those guys are just going to shut it down. No, he says they are going to play in a bowl game. So. This is very interesting, but most of the football has been played from the quarterbacks. And I think I was giving guys a shot. Remember, I was like, hey, way too early, 8 weeks in to be saying all these guys are eliminated from contention for Browns quarterback play. But since then, has anybody really taken a huge step forward in terms of their professional draft status?
No. I think they were already there, but to me, there's been a lot of guys who, again, we have so much time to chew the fat on this, but it's very easy. It's shooting fish in a barrel for a couple of these guys. Again, Shedeur Sanders, he's played a lot of college football. He's elevated the programs he's played for. Cam Ward, why I like Cam Ward so much? I mean, three different places, two different levels. He's elevated every single program he's played for. I mean, these things mean something to me. Leadership means something. That you can take a team and make it that much better when you play for them. That means something. It should mean something to a fan base. And it should mean something to a franchise.
Meanwhile,
and
Milroe has gone in the other direction.
And maybe Milroe would be better served if he went back for another year. But I can't say anything to that because it's still going to be a class that people are going to need quarterbacks. But that's why I also look at Jameis Winston and go, has he or has he not elevated the spirits and by in terms play of the Cleveland Browns? Well, in some ways, in most ways, yes. Well, if he's already pro-ready and I don't have to make such a deep investment in one of those rookie QBs where I'm already making a deep investment in a quarterback who I don't think anybody out there has any plans on ever playing again. And Deshaun Watson, okay, well, maybe Jameis Winston becomes the perfect one. And I don't want to overlook Jameis Winston just because I'm so focused on the next great big shiny thing. So, yeah, tonight becomes another job evaluation night for Jameis. 216-474-0092. Rob and Madonna, you're first up on the Fan.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, so I just, Jameis Winston's been in the league for what, 8, 9 years?
10 years.
10 years. He has been the same guy his whole 10 years. You know, he has some nice games. He has some clunkers. He's a great backup. The shame is that we have Stefanski, as bad as we are, still fighting for his job and playing Jameis Winston. He's a nice back. We got to see what DTR has. I mean, he hasn't showed me anything. He had a couple nice preseason games last year, but in the real games, didn't impress me at all. You know, he's taken up a roster spot. I think he is our future. And I mean our future, like, either he's our future or we need to get rid of him and we need to draft someone.
You DTR, what are you talking about?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you want to see Dorian Thompson-Robinson?
Yeah, I think we have to see what we got. We don't know what we have. He could come out and look like Jordan Love. Now he could come out and look like, you know, Johnny Manziel. You know, we have to see. He's taking up a roster spot. He could be maybe our great backup. And we go after
it. All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new kid. And maybe we do keep Jameis, but we got to see what we got, DTR.
Well, I don't want to just put DTR out there just to put him out there, Rob. I mean, if Jameis Winston goes out tonight and throws for 250 and three touchdowns and the Browns win again, I don't need to see DTR out there in the field. I mean, Jameis is only 30 years old. He's not like, I mean, if there was any argument to make against Joe Flacco, and I'm not trying to make one, he's 38, 39 going into that season. I mean, you don't have much time with him. With Jameis, if things hit, all right, I can get a few more years out of Jameis if things are going as well as they possibly could.
I totally agree, but he's just like Baker. You know, Baker is a great quarterback, but is he a Super Bowl-winning quarterback? I don't think so myself. Okay. I think that Jameis is in that same exact category. He's a nice quarterback, but he's not going to take us to a Super Bowl.
Well,
have a great day.
Rob, thank you for the call. If he was a Super Bowl-winning quarterback, he wouldn't have been available in the first place. Baker wouldn't have been available in the first place to Tampa Bay.
The hard thing about the Super Bowl winning quarterback, the qualifier there, how many of those are in the NFL? right now that you would have thought
that you know right off the top
on paper
four?
Who are the guys? Well, let's name them. I mean, by the way, it's Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's a two-time MVP.
I'd like to say yes, and I think a lot of people would line up and tell me I'm an idiot.
He's a two-time MVP who's done nothing in the playoffs. And I'm watching Lamar yesterday, and he had three of the worst throws you have ever seen in a game where, you know, they got up early, and then he has these trademark amazing moments, and then some of the layups. He's not converting some of the layups, and I'm like, man, he's got to be able to do these. And Lamar is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Like, over the course of 17 games, who would you rather have than Lamar Jackson? Like, two other guys? But is he a Super Bowl winning quarterback? That's the only thing I would argue with Rob's call is there's so few guys that today you could say that about. Then what is the rest of the league supposed to do? Just keep churning over their quarterbacks every 2 years until they get there?
I think with a lot, well, it's impossible, I think, in a lot of ways, but maybe that's what I think a lot of people want them to do. Because if I just wrote it down while you were talking, I'm sorry I didn't hear everything you were saying, because I was thinking. Lamar is a question mark, I think, to a lot of fans if you were to say Lamar. Burrow, I think, is a question mark to a lot of folks if you were to say Burrow now. Josh Allen? Josh Allen's never actually played in a Super Bowl.
Burrow's been amazing this year.
Been his best year.
Yes.
But it's been...
And it's going to go for naught because pointless. They're 4-8.
Their defense is probably the worst in the NFL.
So you have Mahomes, Josh Allen, even though, again, he's never played in a Super Bowl, Jared Goff.
But I think, like, when it's all said and done, when you're done, like, let's play it out to where, in our mind, we say, yeah, Josh Allen got that elusive Super Bowl. Would you be stunned? I would not be stunned.
No.
Lamar Jackson, I guess maybe to be fair, if Lamar Jackson won a Super Bowl, I would not be stunned. So I'm going to go back on what I just said moments ago where I'd say he's a question mark. But if I said that in a sentence, if I said, hey, he's hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, would you be absolutely stunned?
No.
I would not be absolutely stunned.
All right, so that's five guys that I can count at most right off the top. Unless you want to throw Russell Wilson in there, and that's a totally different bowl of wax that I really don't want to do either.
I kind of would be stunned at this point.
Okay,
even though he was spectacular yesterday.
Okay, so there's like five guys.
For the first time all year, they were a spectacular offense.
Is Matt Stafford in there even though the Rams are 6-6? Stafford's 1-1.
No, he is on the list of guys that...
Okay, so that's six.
Does his age restrict him?
I mean, so you hear we're going to the mud here on how many guys actually see it.
That list is not big.
No.
So that's the only thing I would argue with. Like, all right, so Jameis isn't a Super Bowl quarterback, so we immediately move on from him. Like, the one thing you're getting out of this with Jameis right now is you're actually able to evaluate an offense. You're actually able to evaluate Jerry Jeudy. You're actually able to see, hey, is Stefanski's offense worth running anymore? You know what? It is. They're moving the football. You could call it antiquated all you want. They are moving the football.
I think what we're looking for right now, and this isn't just the Browns, I think there was a time where there was umpteen quarterbacks out of 30 before that there was Jacksonville and before there was Carolina. There was probably 15, 16 quarterbacks you felt that could give you a chance to really win something. With Jameis Winston, I think that you're either A, for football guys and for the organization, you're finding the truth about your football team, how good they can actually be. Can they be a playoff team perennially? Well, if Jameis Winston plays at his very best, yes, I think that they could win a lot of games. I think what Jameis does is he makes us look back. Like, if they win again tonight, we cannot help but look back at the beginning of the season and go, what could have been, as we try to dig ourselves out of this? What seems to be an unrealistic hole? Excuse me. It is an unrealistic hole out of trying to get back to some form of fashion of being a competitive football team. That's what Jameis does to us. So what he does is he helps the organization find the truth about the rest of the team. What he can also do, and I don't know if this is the truth yet, but I think what a lot of people are doing is you are looking for a guy that can help your fan base lie to themselves. That can help them go, hey, we can make a run with this guy. We could do something with this guy. And I think you know in your heart of hearts, it's like, man, there's like three quarterbacks anymore that can really give you a chance to do it. But you start to talk yourself into it. Do I put him in Dak Prescott land? Why can't give him the contract that they've given Dak Prescott? Because already that looks like a mess already in the making for Dallas. But can he get me to a level where I can make an argument for the guy? I'm not sure if I can yet. I don't know yet. He's 30 years old. This is his third team. He's officially journeyman status. He's a lot of fun. But I think what tonight can do, it can start to blur that line and have that conversation. If they go to Dallas and he plays well tonight against a defense where Patrick Surtain is one of the best in the league to do it, and I mean, he might very well be the best in the league at the cornerback position. They have a tougher defense than I think people want to give him credit for. Yes, I relent, even though I think Sean Payton's annoying in a lot of ways. I know he's a fine football coach. And Bo Nix has played a very fine brand of football so far this year in his rookie season. There's a lot of things that you're going to have to overcome, and it's part of the reason why I think you've only won there twice since 1990. So, yeah, it's very difficult to win out in Denver. If you go out there and win, he will have had to play to some decent level of football. Okay, if he does do that, then yes, there needs to be a conversation tomorrow morning about what do we do with this guy for the future? What do we do with him? Does he become the 2025 starting quarterback? Well, I can't say 100% yes after today, but I can start to go that way. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to say 100% no unless he goes out there and he throws three picks and just looks listless and we're talking about DTR. Maybe we can do that. And because he's the type of quarterback that can do those things, yeah, we might have end up having that conversation. Because that's part of the fun and frustration with Jameis Winston. You can go in two very drastic directions with the guy when he's playing quarterback for you. But today, what I would want him to hope to do is take care of the football, let my defense, keep my defense in decent positions. Don't give them the ball back at our 30-yard line and already put us in arrears against an offense that is moving the football. By the way, you see, I think their running back, number one running back is, by the way, out there. Audric Estime. Just saying. At least it was up to a week ago. I got to find out a little bit more.
Who's your guy?
Yeah. So you got a decent enough offense over there. As long as you take care of the football, yeah, you can win. And then if you end up for the record right now, which looks terrible at 3-8. All right, you get the 4-8, still not good. But can I give myself an argument for 2025? Yes, I think you can. And what I'm trying to do is to not force myself into making a gulping decision on a rookie quarterback. If he gives me that option, then I think he's putting us in a very fine position. I think he's putting the fan base in a fine position. FML, my life.
My life.
FML.
Fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
So earlier in the show, we told you there was a state of emergency on the east side.
We get the words right because we can't mess this one up. But yeah, it's something to that effect. It's effect, for sure.
Lake effect. Lake effect snow. I wouldn't know anything about it because I'm a West Sider now, Kenny. We got a slight dusting. We had Izzy run over to the back window, and she saw some snow, and then she was disappointed because she couldn't go out and make an Olaf, make a snowman. She couldn't do any of that. We didn't get any snow. Like, this huge deluge of snow that was supposedly coming, it all is in one concentrated area. Tim Richards over on our sister station, he said they got well over 2 feet of snow.
Menor.
So he had to be out shoveling by the actual road because of the plows. He couldn't get out.
Lake County commissioners declare state of emergency. Offices are closed. County offices are closed today.
Yeah, and it was obviously crazy a few days ago because I-90 from Buffalo to Ashtabula was literally shut down. It was a parking lot. So very scary. Very scary if you were out trying to get around and let's say you didn't have your resources, you didn't have your blankets, you didn't have your phones weren't charged. Ooh. Like, what are you doing? And you've got your kids. Like, what are you supposed to do?
When's that snow going to melt?
You're right.
It's December. It's December 2nd. It ain't never going away.
Yeah, so it just kept coming. So I was wondering. I asked Tim. I said, you moving? And he's like, well, no, of course not. So people, I swear to God, all the time, people in Florida are like, you guys choose to live in Cleveland. You could move anywhere you want. Well, no, you can't because you got family. Yeah, certainly, like, our family helps take care of our kids now. So, like, no, we can't just up and move right now. Well, what if you're in Cleveland, but you're just in the snow belt? You're just in that area.
You want to move out of the snow belt, but still in the area?
Would this force you? Could it ever get so bad? Because it has not been bad in years. It really hasn't. We've been talking about the mild winters. But let's say it's like this, and it's like this for 3 straight years, where you're just getting flattened from end of November into March. Would that be cause for you to actually want to move?
I've known people who have moved because of floodplains. Like, I've known people who are like, man, so-and-so was getting flooded at so-and-so. I don't want to name names. But And they've moved to different areas around here because of flooding issues and their basements and things like that. I haven't heard anybody moving because of the snow. At least out of the snow. People who seem to live in the snow belt, they know that they're in the snow belt.
Normally they seem relish to like it.
Yeah. Like I made the reference about Chardon many, many times over. And I think that Chardon, like there were some people, like when we went to the Burton Parade on Friday, there were some people who came down from Chardon and was like, we didn't get as much as we were supposed to get. Why didn't we get as much as we were supposed to get? Like, they were upset about
they
it.
Were
Remember,
bummed?
We talked to the one guy.
Yeah.
Like, they were bummed.
They didn't want anybody else to be able to say, hey, we got crushed.
Because Chardon's supposed to be, like, the place for a million different meteorological reasons that I can't tell you about, gets bombarded more than a lot of the other ones. This one, it wasn't. It was just Ashtabula. Well, it wasn't just Ashtabula County, Lake County, as you said. But, like, there we were. Like, I thought we were going to see.
Madison got crushed.
Yeah, I thought we were going to see a winter wonderland. When we went to Burton, and it was like, nah, there was a dusting, and it was really cold, but it wasn't snow.
You just weren't north enough?
We weren't north enough. We traveled north to Geauga County.
Well, let me ask.
We just didn't go far enough north.
All right, hold on. We got somebody here, Mitch, who is renting, right? But let's say, Mitch, that you continue on this path. You've already got your dream job working with us at this radio
station.
Yeah,
what a dream.
Let's say you continue to navigate this profession and you do really well, and you get to decide, because you're not technically from up here. You're down 77. What is it? Strasburg?
Strasburg.
Yep. Strasburg. Okay.
Vegas.
So if you actually get your choice, you have your money for a down payment, and you get to actually buy a house, would this change your thought at all? Would lake effect snow change your thought on where you could live?
It's certainly going to be a factor now, because we barely got anything on the west side. And considering I spend about 85% of my time up here on the west side, that's probably going to be the decision.
Mm. So snow would be a basis for decision. That's interesting, because like I would have stayed on the east side had my wife not been from here.
Mitch, I have a question for you.
Sure.
We have chronicled your journey into dating and things like that. Would this snow keep you from seeing a potential prospect at this time of year?
Well, at this level, I might actually physically restrain him from being able to go see them, since the weather's so bad. But understand what he was saying there. Go ahead, Mitch.
At this rate, I might go multiple counties at this point in my life.
It's a,
that got less of a laughter than I thought it was going to.
It's been a dry, because we feel bad for you. It's been a pretty dry 2024 for you.
No, it's not that bad. No, it hasn't been.
Seems like it's bad. Seems like it's pretty bad.
Really hasn't.
Oh, wow. Congratulations then, Mitch.
On all my success.
On all your sexy success.
Like, I can lake effect sex.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Lake effect Mitch.
That anybody listening right now in Geauga County that's been there for any period of time, or Lake County for any period of time, Ashtabula County, any period of time, they're like, guys, first of all, it's been mild the last few winters. And even, I know in Geauga, I'm from Chesterland, it's been mild out there. It has not been that bad the last few years. So they're probably hearing us talk about this now, and they're going, we can deal with this. Now, schools are closed.
Yeah.
A bunch of them. I saw West G was closed. Cardinal was closed. NDCL was closed. So I was just kind of looking at that area. And, you know, this was a celebration as a kid. But as an adult, when you got responsibilities, is there any number of days or weeks where this could be debilitating enough for you to be like, we're actually putting our house on the market?
I don't think so.
There is.
I don't think so. I think eventually they just reach a point where they're going to move to Florida. Now, I don't think I'll ever be that way, because I just don't ever want to live in Florida or Arizona or really anywhere else. But I think that most people are just like, they're going to deal with it until they reach a level of their life where they're like, all right, we're going to retire and we're going to move to Florida, and that's it. That's the way, or South Carolina seems to be another place where a lot of people are moving to now. I think that that's what they're willing to do. Actually move, again, I've heard of plenty of people move over flooding and not wanting to go through the rigmarole of having to dig up some parts of their backyard.
Right,
and I understand that. I totally understand
flooding's
that.
Way more than just an inconvenience.
Oh, God.
That is altering your
foundation,
house,
the basement,
amount of money
things
that you've
in the basement.
Spend.
Yes, the amount of the house, the home value.
Yeah.
The whole thing. That, totally understandable. But I think when anybody, it wasn't like they just moved there and nobody told them about the snow in Ashtabula, Ohio. Like, everybody knows, like, you're going to get some, there's going to be a time where you just are not able to, like, walk out your front door because there's going to be snow there.
And they all have a plan for snow removal. So it's not as if it's, like, on the west side, there people don't own snow blowers. They don't really have anything.
I bought my best snow blower that I still have when I lived on the west side. I used it one time there, and now I use it quite frequently in Streetsboro.
That's why it's good, because it rarely got used.
Yeah.
When you were on the West.
Oh, I baby it. I baby. It's meticulous care, because I just heard so many horror stories of people, they don't take care of them, and then all of a sudden you run into problems. You can't do that. No. You got to take care of that equipment.